This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal yesterday and flagged off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The PM said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye नई संभावनाएं तैयार होगी. मैं असम की जनता और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं. जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं. पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है.
The PM also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. In West Bengal, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the PM said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of Eastern India is essential and the Union government is continuously working towards this goal. He said his two-day program in Assam and West Bengal strengthened this resolve. The PM laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghad, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The PM also inaugurated the Jairambati Bargo Pinath Mainapur new rail line and a new train service between Mainapur and Jairambati. Later, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Singur, PM Modi mounted a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress. He alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. The PM emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's primary objective is to achieve self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He was speaking at a program held at the medium-caliber ammunition facility established by Solar Industries in Nagpur. On the occasion, the first production consignment of the Pinaka guided rocket was dispatched in the presence of the Defence Minister. Mr. Singh said that exports of Pinaka missiles developed at the facility have already begun and several countries have shown interest in procuring them. The government has issued strong rebuttals to misleading claim being made regarding the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Calling the opposition's criticism of the act factually incorrect and misleading, it noted that the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household. It said that claims about the right to work being taken away are politically motivated. The government further underlined that the act says that the employment must be provided within 15 days, failing which unemployment allowance is mandatory. In Chhattisgarh, the encounter between security forces and Maoists has paused in the night. The encounter had been continuing since on Saturday in Bijapur district. Two more bodies were recovered from the encounter site. With this, the total number of Maoists killed in the encounter has risen to six. Including four women Maoists, security forces have recovered a total of six rifles from the spot, including two AK-47s, one INSAS rifle, two .303 rifles and one carbine. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai has appealed to Maoists to abandon violence and join the mainstream of development. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh today, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. In West Rajasthan, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim, also dense fog conditions will remain. Himachal Pradesh and Odisha will experience cold wave conditions during next 24 hours. Parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh may witness light rainfall or snowfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.